written down. Brilliant.
Right, as most of you guys know, I am a type 2 diabetic, and of course that causes problems. And from early October, I'd been having a lot of problems previous to that. My GP, along with one of the doctors from 111, told me to stop the medication that I was on, but it was not replaced. And late November, I was given eventually a new tablet, but my blood sugar kept going up, 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 up. Then on the 18th of December, I got a bit of a nasty shock. Oh, right, thank you. Oh, thank you. I got a bit of a nasty shock. I knew that obviously if my blood sugars were creeping up, and with diabetes you can't see what's going on until it comes to a crisis. On the 18th of December, I went to the hospital routine appointment to get the shock horror news. I'd got what's known as a retinopathy diabetic bleed behind my eye. It didn't mean there was blood spurting everywhere. It just means that your vision can be very, very impaired. Well, I hadn't had one of those literally for years. But then, and I thought, oh dear, I knew something was going wrong because I'd been monitoring my blood sugars all the time. And then I got another shot. They said to me, Anne, you can have one more laser treatment. That is it. You cannot have any more in your right eye because there's been so much laser treatment in the past. That's it. Finish. There's no more room for any more laser treatment. And so I get this shock to take in. You can imagine then. Panic started to grip me, but it was very, very quickly replaced with the peace of God. I went back to my GP, and they'd been rather dismissive of my blood sugars going up because I was using a home monitor, and they don't really take much notice on that. But I went back to the GP, and persuaded her to let me, or it was him, to go back on the tablets. I was getting blooming scared, and it wasn't until this coming November that I was going to be able to have the other sort of blood test. So I needed those tablets, and I don't like doing things off my own bat. So they gave me the tablets. All of a sudden, my blood sugar started to drop. And the thing was, I needed the both tablets, the new tablet that not only solved the problem of the old tablet, but it wasn't good in the side effect on that. It wasn't good enough to keep my blood sugar under control. But the new tablet, of course, assisting the old tablet, the two together, the threat of further bleeds was just taking the whole thing away. I was no longer worried, but I told Christians, and there was, bless his heart, Neil was on his business of really praying through on people. There was my sharing group. Bless and thank you so much, and dear old Val, and I know there were others of you and other Christian friends, and they were all praying for me. So I had this, and they gave me an horrible great big injection in my eye because it was urgent, apart from the laser, and I had to go back after this injection, and the doctor, a different doctor, but knew the situation, she was surprised. Now, I could tell she was really surprised that I'd done so well. And I'm actually now looking forward to my next appointment in this month, 24th of March. Now, this, guys, is my punchline. When I realised my right eye was under threat, Satan kept whispering in my ear, "Oh, you're going to go blind in the end." The right one would go, then the left one. You can imagine all that nonsense. Ears was a whisper. God came through blasting with his word. And as we all know, and this counts for every situation that would worry and concern us, God said to St. Paul and through him to us, "My grace is sufficient for you." 2 Corinthians 12:9, if you want to look it up. And my answer to Satan's is, what if? My answer is, so what? My God is able, and my God will give me his grace, which will be sufficient to carry me through.
Amen. Thank you, Anna. Thank you. Well, let's respond to that witness. Thank you, Anne. Please stand if you're able, and we'll begin a short time of worship. Thank you.
Let's declare the glory of our God, a God of power and might who heals. Praise you, Lord God Almighty. Glory to you, Lord God. We adore you and we glorify you, Lord God. Holy are you, Lord.